Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 502nd episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Today we have Elisa Meredith. She is going to dive into some technicalities, not too technical, but give us some insight on a tool for getting more out of Pinterest and Instagram. And before you hang up, before you switch, before you turn that dial, I've had other Pinterest people on. I've been applying some of the things they've talked about. Elisa gives some interesting insights of things I did not know about Pinterest in particular. I've had my assistant creating specific artwork for podcast episodes for Pinterest because each platform has its own dimensions, right? And while you can use an aggregator to just shotgun your stuff out, it is better if you have the unique format for each of the platforms. And the numbers that she shared with me as to how Pinterest is treated as a search engine were amazing. There were things I didn't know, and so I picked her brain a good bit on that. It's not an extra long episode, but you're going to get something out of it. Even if you're not on Pinterest, I think you need to explore it. And we get into it. You know, I've let my kids use it over the years. She gave me some tips on how to hide old things or clear your history or whatever. So it's more curated, more relevant for me, and for the algorithm, right, for the search engines, for people to find me. So there's some pointers in here I think you're going to get some benefit out of. Okay. And as usual, if you need to grow, and we all need to grow, if it's in the area of sales, then check out the Make Every Sale course. All right. It's all the video content on demand. If you want to pick my brain every day, every week we're live. Every day you can ask in the group. And I pretty much answer questions right away. But if you need that encouragement, if you need some insight, need some tips, then sellmoreofeverything.com. Come join us. Okay. Month to month. You can trust yourself, invest in yourself for the year, save a grip. So avail yourself of that. The more I've trained, the more I've surrounded myself with good people, the more I've grown. Okay? And it's the way of the world. It is the way. You've got to make sure you're being pushed. You know, again, I go to jiu-jitsu today. I was tired. I always get something out of it. I learn some nuances. I learn my potential. I learned how to push through the pain. So what are you doing to do that? Probably not enough. Okay. Listening is great. Engaging, getting feedback is better. You get that at sellmoreofeverything.com. All right. Join us and then come back and listen to this episode with Elisa. Elisa Meredith with Tailwind app all the way from Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to the Sales Podcast. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself, Wes?
I'm good. So I'm going to have to grab some video of your cat eating ice cream. We're going to blend this in multimedia.
Yes, please.
Very nice. So you've been doing your own thing for a while, but you also got your hands, you're kind of like me, right? Like an affiliate, certified partners, reseller sort of model of a pretty cool app for what? For marketing? Is it paid advertising on Pinterest and Instagram? Is it organic posting, all the above?
So many questions all in one. Yeah.
I expect you to answer them in 37 seconds. Go.
All in order. Yes.
First alphabetical order. Then yes. I want you to answer by lowest price. And then.
Yeah. And then by, yes, success rate. Yeah. I do have a very small marketing agency. I spend most of my time working on the Tailwind team, and Tailwind being a tool for Instagram and Pinterest, which helps you to plan, create, and publish your posts. Mm. So yes, at this point, mainly the use case is organic, although we do have tools that help you create beautiful visual assets for your ads as well.
Gotcha. So Who needs to be publishing organic content to Pinterest and Instagram?
Is this a trick everybody. Question? Is this a trick question?
Don't say everybody. Come on. There's got to be one person that shouldn't be on these platforms.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Whenever I challenge someone and say, okay, I challenge you to give me a business that shouldn't be on Pinterest. And inevitably someone will come up with like Undertaker. It's like, all right, fine. You got me.
That's not true. Hey, you know what? One of my first paid keynote talks, it was in Vegas over a decade ago now. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It was the ICCFA.
What does that stand for?
I'd have to look it up, but it's cemeteries and crematoriums.
Oh.
And they have two conferences a year. And one of them is a sales and marketing conference. So this was over a decade ago, and a friend of mine from church, his family owns a couple of mortuaries here. And I went and did my research, hung out with him. He gave me a tour, and hey, it's big business.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not big business. Just not sure it's right for Pinterest. Now, Instagram, maybe, but
why? Why Instagram and not Pinterest? Because people from the outside looking in, I mean, I'm on these platforms. I'm not Wizard Adam, you know, in one way it'd be like, well, aren't they kind of the same? I mean, I know Facebook owns Instagram, but I mean, we're just posting pictures. I mean, come on. It's all pictures for social media. So it's all the same.
Oh no. Oh, you're so wrong. It's probably really bad etiquette to go on a podcast and tell the host that, but you were asking for it. So, So different. So Instagram is a lot about the business owner and the employees and their culture and the people who use their products or services, which is great. It's really great for that know, like, and trust factor that we all talk about. Pinterest is very different. Pinterest is about yourself, not your selfie. It is kind of like the introverts network. So we go to Pinterest to plan our best selves, our best lives, how we're going to improve our homes, how we're going to help our kids stay occupied and get the education they need, how we're going to plan for the future, how we're going to plan for travel, for events, even hobbies, trying new things. So it's really much more of an inward focused network. So as long as your product, service, idea, or whatever it is can help someone in that journey towards becoming their best self, you can do that. Now, I think it could be argued that a crematorium may not fit into that category, but a lot of businesses you wouldn't think would actually do. So the finance industry can do really, really well on Pinterest when that bank or that credit union or whatever they are can really tap into what people want for the future, which might be a vacation. It might be planning for saving for college. As long as you can put that spin on it that helps people envision a brighter future through what you have to offer, then you can do well on Pinterest.
Gotcha. And you know, the reason I bring these up is because I know people listening, this is so hokey. I'm not some social media thing, man. My business is different. It's like I tell them all the time. It's like fishing, right? It's like, well, I love to eat fish, but I want to go to the desert because I prefer the desert, but I like to eat fish. Well, you're not going to catch any fish in the desert, right? You got to go where the fish are. And so if your customers and your ideal prospects are hanging out on these platforms, you need to be where they are.
You do. And if you don't like social media, then you might actually really like Pinterest. Because it is, at this point, it's more of a search and discovery engine. So most of the activity that's happening is in the search bar. So people are actually looking for content, looking for ideas, or in the home feed. There is some commenting, some adding photos to things. And Pinterest really would like to make it more of a place to connect the creators of the content with pinners. But right now, so the main use is to go and find the thing. So if you like SEO, you don't like social media, you might really like Pinterest. You might like it even more when you find out that 97% of the searches that are performed on Pinterest and there's something like 2 billion a month, 97% of those are unbranded, which means this is a really great place to be discovered because people are open to something brand new. They don't have in their heads, I want this brand of speaker or I want this brand of shoe. They want an idea for something to wear running, or they want running tips. They're so open to discovering that it really works well to pair that Pinterest discovery with that Instagram know, like, and trust factor.
So when you say unbranded, so they're not going there. If they go to Instagram, you're saying they would type in Nike running shoe or best Nike shoe for basketball.
But on Google, they would, right?
Yeah.
On Google, they would. On Instagram, they might actually follow Nike, or they might follow an influencer who has a deal with Nike.
Why wouldn't they follow Nike on Pinterest?
They might, but it's a different mindset. So they're not necessarily searching for a particular shoe. They're searching for the best shoes to help them avoid plantar fasciitis, right? Or the best shoes for a brand new runner. Or tips on how, like tips on proper running form.
Okay. So that's interesting. So then Pinterest is still visual.
Yep.
Right.
Very much so.
So I have my pen, I have my board.
Yep.
Am I just putting in like a cool graphic and then taking them to my website from that pen?
Yes. I mean, it could be a little more specific than that. So it would be an image that is designed to build interest in whichever particular URL you're going to send people to.
Sure. Right? And we send those, landing page, ideally. Yeah. You don't send them just to your homepage and make them search again because you'll lose them.
Right, exactly. Right. And we just have to say that because sometimes that happens.
Yeah. All right. So is Pinterest... are we doing the same thing with hashtag? You mentioned SEO. So we're still writing a good title, writing a good description. Are there character limits like with Twitter?
Yeah, but they're a lot longer. So I think the description limit is 500, but you really only need 1 to 2 sentences. Hashtags are no longer a thing on Pinterest. Oh. They were, then they weren't, then they were, now they're not. So it has more to do with, yes, like you said, the title. The description. They're also going to look for some continuity between that and the board you're saving to. So the board name and the board description. They're also going to look at your website. They want to see some consistency on the page that you're linking to as well, which is, just makes sense. They really don't want you to be talking about toddler girls' frilly dresses and linking to a page about hammers for a terrible example, right? So just having that consistency and keyword usage in all of those places will help.
My Pinterest is still jacked up because I didn't use it much, and I let my daughters use it where they had their own accounts when they were young, and there's frilly dresses and what makeup, and I'm like, how do I get rid of like old searches or likes or whatever? Like,
yes, you can do that. If you go to Pinterest, I will save you from that. Yeah, if you just go to your Pinterest.
I'm really
account,
not into dresses and makeup. It's really not me.
You.
It
we
wasn't even
you.
Research.
I've done the same thing, done research for a client on, say, like nursery decor. And oh my goodness, yes, that's all you are going to see. If you go to your Pinterest and on the far right, there's this little downward carrot. Click on that and go to tune your home feed.
Tune your home feed. Look at that. History.
Just like your guitar. Yep. And then you can turn off what you want and tell it what to show you.
All right.
This is going to change your Pinterest life.
12 weeks. Yep. So here's one. Gwen and Blake ready for a baby on Us Weekly. All right. So I'm going to turn that one off.
Are you sure?
And what is this one? This is some cute girl that looks too young for this picture playing tennis. So one.
Might want to take that off.
Turn that one off. All right, now there's some jujitsu. All right, keep that one. Looks like I turned. Oh, there we go. 36 weeks ago. Now I'm torn because now we're into blueberry lemon scones. I'm kind of liking those, but all right, I'm turning those off. All right. Oh, here's the old ones. All right.
All kind of give me the best one you've got.
It's just all fashion. I mean, like, it's lingerie, it's swimsuits.
Oh dear.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, but what's great about this, you know, if you still let them on there, if you ever wondered what to get them for a gift, I mean, that's a pretty good way to figure it out.
Oh, that's true. But yeah. Oh, I'm so glad we're talking because this is, oh my gosh, there's so many.
Yeah. And you know, if you later, you're sorry that you deleted the blueberry scones, angle there, you can always just search them again. They'll come back.
Golly, my kids were way, yeah. Like, no wonder they weren't doing any work.
And that is the Pinterest rabbit hole. Yes.
But now I got to go back and figure out why they have Aerosmith on there. So that's kind of interesting.
Oh, I would have thought you could approve of that one.
I know. So I'm keeping those.
Okay. All right. Got it.
I'll go back and check. All right. That's cool. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't think I knew that about how much it's a search engine. I mean, what are the demographics that are here? Is it younger? Is it older?
This is so interesting to me anyway, having watched Pinterest since it began. So in the past year, the number of Gen Z users on the platform has grown 40%, which is huge. So they're actually the largest age group on Pinterest. 18 to 24 year olds make up 32% of the audience on Pinterest.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Huge change. The gender split is still pretty much the same. It's 70% female.
Mm-hmm.
But the things they're looking for is what you'd expect, probably home decor, DIY and crafts, art, entertainment, fashion, food and drink, education, travel, right? So travel is coming back in a big way right now because people are ready to start seeing a world where that is actually possible again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all about planning for the future.
So why would I go here versus YouTube or just Google?
Why would you go there? It is, in a lot of ways, a lot of people's happy place. So they have been really good about weeding out fake news and just stuff you don't want to see. It's a very positive place, and positivity works on Pinterest. So, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you run across something on YouTube you wish you hadn't seen. And I like YouTube too, don't get me wrong. And I like Facebook okay most of the time, mm-hmm. right? And they all have their place, but Pinterest really is that place to be inspired. So to find something new to try. So I like to paint. I like acrylic painting and specifically anything with fluid art. So mm-hmm. I go on Pinterest and I find something beautiful that I might want to make. So I'll save that for later. And then when I have a chance to paint, I might bring that up. Now I'll also go on YouTube and watch videos on how to do it. But Pinterest is kind of that place for that instant inspiration. Or if I need a recipe, I'm going to go to Pinterest because it's just really easy to collect them into a board, put them in sections so that I can find them later.
Mm-hmm. Am I going to come here and search for business tips? You know, if this is my escape, my getaway,
mm-hmm.
am I going to come here for business?
Yeah. So remember I mentioned that finances, it can be really good on Pinterest. The top categories in there are going to be banking, credit cards, financial planning, investment, insurance, and working with Tailwind. So it's a software as a service company. We have quite a lot of success from Pinterest, both organic and paid, because yes, people are on Pinterest trying to plan a business or grow a business, because again, it's what can I find here that will make my life better in a month, 2 months, 5 years, 10 years? And business tips definitely fall into that category. Yeah. Are you going to get the volume that you get if you were in home decor? Probably not, but it's still significant.
Right. Very cool.
Yeah.
So we've been hogging Pinterest. Mm-hmm. His poor little Instagram.
Well, I wouldn't feel too bad for Instagram. they're quite huge.
They're doing all right.
They're doing all right. Yes, they are.
So can I take the same image and just share them to both? Do they need to be special formatting? Does your software help with that?
Yeah. So with Pinterest, the image size that they recommend and say works the best is it's a ratio of one. Oh, I just lost it. Of 2 to 2:3. So it's 1,000 wide, 1,500 tall. So you could use that on Instagram if you wanted to, but usually you go a little bit more square than that on Instagram. You can also do video on both places, and they both have stories. On Pinterest, the difference with
LinkedIn has stories now.
I know, that one kind of puzzles me. I haven't figured that one out yet. But on Pinterest, they last forever. So that's the difference there. They can get a lot of engagement. So Instagram. Yeah. So as far as what Tailwind does, we have a product called Tailwind Create. And right now it is for Pinterest, but we are also working on a product, and it's in beta, that will create Instagram and Facebook images for you. So it's just a really easy way. Like, you can put in your URL. If you have one for Instagram, you wouldn't, and put in your title, and then it will pull images from your page. If there are some, you can use stock images, you can upload images, and then it will create the proper sized images for whichever network and whichever kind of posts you are trying to create. It will give you literally thousands of options, which you can then filter if that's a little overwhelming, and then like filter for what you're trying to do, like what kind of content, what kind of design you want. So yeah, we're just trying to make it easier, because we're noticing, like everyone else is noticing, that the platforms just want more and more fresh content. They want richer content formats. And so all that requires more time, right? Usually more money. So wherever we can find a way to make part of it faster, that's where we're going to try to help.
Yeah. And the dimensions matter. Is it on how it appears, right? Because listening to this, like, oh, I just got one picture, I'm not messing with that. But we're in the edutainment space, right? We're trying to educate, trying to entertain, we're trying to stand out in a noisy world.
And like typically on Instagram, usually the less text on your image, the better, right? Because a lot of times the context will come from your caption. You're always exceptions, but on Pinterest, you tend to see more text on the image, because you don't see the caption underneath. In the feed or search results, you'll see the image itself plus the very short title. So what you want to do is kind of tell people what they're going to see on the image itself, and then underneath, like, why they want to go see it. So like not repeating those things. Whereas on Instagram, the photo could be used just to kind of evoke that connection or that feeling you want them to have. And then the more of the context would be in your caption. So you don't generally want to cross post, although you can, especially with quote images. Quote images can do really, really well on Pinterest. You just have to consider, are those people going to be clicking on my quote images because they really want my product or my service and join my email list? Or is it just because they want to collect it because it's a cool idea for later? You know, it might be better just on Instagram, but you can always try.
Right. Interesting. Mm. So can you overdo it on these platforms? I mean, is one a day enough? Do I need to do 10 a day on Instagram and 3 a week on Pinterest? I mean, Twitter, you know, they'll say go every hour. I mean, because the tweet's just gone, right? Facebook, right. Well, maybe once a day. So what the hell? Who's keeping track of this etiquette?
So with Instagram, it's kind of has to do a little bit with what you've trained your audience to expect, right? So if they're getting 3 a week and you go to 3 a day, that could turn some people off, and you might lose people who really did like your content. It was just a little too much. So kind of experiment up and down and see where your sweet spot is. Once a day, good idea. Story posts on Instagram, I don't know about you, Wes, but if I see someone's story and it little dashes that indicate how many frames there are in their story, if they're so small, I can't even tell. I'm probably going to swipe through. It's just too much, right? On Pinterest, you can do 5 to 10 a day. If you have that much content, you can create more than one image for one piece of content, which tends to work well. But what you don't want to do is spam the platform, because Pinterest knows that what Pinterest users are excited about is this brand new, fresh idea. So if you're just regurgitating the same thing over and over again, it's just going to get less and less reach. So try to kind of refresh your images, even think about, okay, I know this is a search engine. I know my regular audience really responded well to my recipe for this garden cherry bourbon smash. Like they really liked this recipe when it came out. I saw it so much, I had to try it. I liked it too. But who else could I reach? Is there another audience that I wasn't specifically targeting with that just straight, here's a recipe, here's what it's called, here's what's in it? Well, maybe there is. Maybe there's an audience that's planning a wedding. So you could have like wedding cocktails, like the best wedding cocktail for 2021. And that could be, you know, same recipe, same piece of content, although you'd want to update it on your website so it mentions something about using it for a wedding cocktail. So there's still that continuity there and you're giving people what they expect. But just trying a different angle to appear in a different search and appeal to a different audience can be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Can I do this on the side? I mean, look, I'm a chiropractor. I'm a general contractor. I ain't some social media whiz. good grief. I'm not even going to mess with it. Never mind. It's just not worth it. It's too hard. It's too expensive.
Well, okay. But your competition might be doing it. So what I would do, chiropractor and contractor, those are also tough ones for Pinterest. Much easier sell for Instagram, right? Because you can easily reach that local audience. On Pinterest, a local audience is harder, because what you're going to do is you're going to attract a lot of people who are like, oh, this West guy builds the best houses. I want him to build this house for me, but I live in Michigan, right? So the easiest way to succeed on Pinterest is if you have something that's widely available nationwide or even more broadly than that. But if you do, go and see if your competitors are doing it. Go look at your Google Analytics. See if you're getting traffic from Pinterest, because if you are, it means other people are already pinning your content, right? So they're saying it belongs on Pinterest. If they're saying it belongs on Pinterest, then it probably does. And it doesn't have to take that much time, because yes, it has some social aspects to it, but it isn't one of those things where, oh, I just posted to Instagram, I got to go comment and I got to reply to everything. It's just, you kind of just put it out there like you do when you publish a blog post and see who finds it.
How are they visiting me if I've barely posted? You know, maybe somebody listening to this doesn't even have a Pinterest account. How would they still be getting traffic from Pinterest?
They might. It's funny. I've gotten calls from people saying, I never really thought about Pinterest for my business, but I was looking at my Google Analytics and I'm getting so much traffic from Pinterest. Like, how is that happening? Well, it's happening because other people are going to your website. They're finding your ideas interesting and inspiring, and they're saving them to their own Pinterest boards for later. So then other people are seeing your content because they have shared it to Pinterest and maybe they're sharing it. So it grows and grows, maybe without you doing anything at all. So just imagine if you were creating images that are optimized for Pinterest, how much better it could be.
Right. Yeah. It's everybody says they want more traffic, but it's like, that they don't want to market. They don't want to write. And they don't want to pay for ads. I'm like, well, what's left? I mean,
yeah, unfortunately, you got to do something. Yes. Yeah. And to me, Pinterest is one of the lower lift. If you're looking at social content, the work is in the creation side. And again, that's why we made Tailwind Create, is to kind of help with that part of it, that and the scheduling, so you can kind of spread it out over time.
So would Tailwind Create, would that replace something like Canva?
It could. I think, I mean, Canva has its place, right? It's great for presentations and resumes and all that kind of stuff. I have a tremendous amount of content you can create there. What Tailwind Create was designed for was to create social images quickly. So in the process of making this thing, we talked to a lot of people and who use social media marketing to promote their businesses. And on average, they'd say it takes about 15 minutes to create a pin design. So after Tailwind Create was running for a while, we went and looked at how long it was taking people to make images in Tailwind Create. It was taking 1.8 minutes per design. So, it's designed for a very specific purpose. And it works well for that purpose.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You get a free trial, right? No credit card. So that's right. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can use Tailwind Create with that free trial. And even though the limit on Pinterest is 100 pins and on Instagram is 30 posts, even after your trial runs out, you can still use Tailwind Create.
Okay. Yeah. Any tips or tricks getting started? I mean, is it pretty obvious? They just need to dive in and just commit some time to it?
Yeah, it's we have a really great video on YouTube, Mastering Tailwind for Pinterest, and then Mastering Tailwind for Instagram, and then Mastering Tailwind Create. Those would be my suggestions to start there. We also have an amazing customer support team or customer success team rather. And that's really what they're there for, is to help you get success, not just to figure out the product, but to actually get success in your marketing. So they're happy to help out as well. One of the cool things we do is we have a smart schedule. So we kind of analyze your account and your followers and when they're most likely to be on and engaged. And we'll suggest a schedule for you for either Instagram or Pinterest that will be optimized to that. That is important. And even though Pinterest, yes, search and discovery engine, getting your content to people when they're likely to engage is super important to help it spread.
Right. I mean, Pinterest has all the boards and everything. Instagram is more straightforward. Is that?
In a way, although they have so many different kinds of content types now, it's hard to keep track. You got reels, IGTV, stories, posts, carousel posts, videos. There's always something new to keep up with.
Are there videos on Pinterest?
Yes, there are videos on Pinterest, and they actually perform really, really well. So if you can create videos, and it's not just any video, right? So it's a lot of times people will do like an animated arrow or something to try to catch people's attention. That might work a little bit, but what really works is a step-by-step how to show somebody how to do something. And we did a really deep dive into some pins that got over 5,000 saves. So that's a ton of distribution for your content, basically, in January of this year. And looking at the videos, just manually, like clicking on each one and looking at the videos, there were a ton of TikTok videos. So repurposing your video can really work. However, as soon as we noticed that, Pinterest came out and said, sharing content that was made for one platform directly to Pinterest could result in reduced distribution. So if you're going to, the Instagram already did that, right? So they said, if you're going to use TikToks and Reels and other places, we're going to kind of limit the distribution on that because we don't really want to give them that free advertising, which totally makes sense. But there are already apps that you can remove that watermark. So remove your watermark and share it to Pinterest because video pins do really well.
Are there any like absolute no-nos? Because I know there's a lot of people like me. They're probably just going to dive in. Here's a picture. Here's a video. Oh, crap. I just did what? I mean,
no-nos.
If you're just putting out good stuff that's, I mean, and you're honest about it, I mean, you're not really going to blow anything up, right? Like jack your account up. And
I mean, the biggest thing to look out for is appearing spammy. So sharing the same pin over and over and over and over and over again, which you're not going to do, right? But that sort of thing used to work years and years ago. Like, it's the same way that Google evolved as a search engine. It used to work to kind of spam and have some link farms and all that good stuff, right? And then, of course, Google got smart and ended that. Well, Pinterest is very similar. It used to work to share the same image over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And now it just doesn't. So providing that value, quality over quantity, just the basic common sense rules of marketing apply.
Yeah. Yeah. Seek to serve.
Right? Exactly.
Put good stuff out there and you'll dial it in.
That's right.
And don't worry too much, because hell, they'll probably change the rules. And so, you know,
they will, but it always comes down to a good experience for the user. So if you can give that, you're going to have your greatest chance for success.
Yeah. So I'm linking to you on your Twitter. I'm linking
Thank you.
To Tailwind. So it's just tailwind.app, right?
Tailwind.
I'm sorry, app. tailwindapp.com. That's what it is.
That's the one.
Right.
Yeah, we've got a pretty great blog over there too.
And it's app with two P's, tailwindapp.com.
Yes.
So dive in and get you some, huh?
Yes, please. And you know, every year we see these surveys of what is your most important social channel, and it's always Facebook. And those of us who understand the power of Pinterest marketing are like, should we tell them or should we just keep it to ourselves? But you know, that wanting to help always wins out. There is a huge opportunity there for people to grow their traffic, but especially that awareness, you know, with those 97% unbranded searches, there's a huge opportunity there, even if you don't have the budget or like the 10 years of business behind you for people to experience you for the first time.
Well, and what that means is that the little guys can compete with the big guys, huh?
You bet. Yeah. Absolutely.
But no hashtags.
No, you don't need hashtags, Wes. Just write a little 2-sentence keyword rich description and a really motivating title in which you do not use the word click.
Oh,
that would be the one, like, don't do this thing that I've heard Pinterest say rather recently, is when you're writing your titles, don't use the word click. Basically what they're telling us is don't be clickbaity. But you weren't going to do that anyway. You weren't going to do that.
No, I don't think I've ever done it on Pinterest.
See?
But I've used it in fits and starts.
Yeah, it might work on other platforms. You know, a lot of things that work on other platforms won't work on Pinterest. Just try to keep it positive, accessible, yeah, inspiring, and you'll do great.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, this has been great.
Thank you. I enjoyed it too.
It's happy hour for you, huh? Closing it. So, you know.
Oh, it is. Almost 5 o'clock.
I got to let you go. I see you dipping down, sipping. You think I didn't notice? Huh? I know.
Oh, no, you did.
Yeah. What's in that cup? That's right.
Would you really like to know?
Look.
It's blueberries and raspberries and blackberries in water. It's quite good.
It's kind of fancy. Good.
It is fancy, isn't it? I was feeling fancy today.
I mean, I text my kids, they bring me some like warm water from the dog bowl. I mean, you got fancy stuff. Wow. You think they'd be nicer to me, right?
You would.
I created them. I put a roof over their head. I bought them a dog.
I know. You don't have to tell me. I understand.
Gosh, bunch of little ingrates. I'm sending them to you. All right. Get ready.
Only if I can send you my 4 cats and geriatric dog.
All right. Let's trade. I'm gonna send you 5.5 kids. That's what I still have at home.
5.5. That should be interesting.
Yeah, you'll get Matthew half the time. He's kind of out.
Well, congrats on halfway out. Yeah. It's Good start.
I have 1.5 kids out of the house.
Excellent. Yes, so I did remember you had quite a few children.
Yeah.
Full-time job.
Don't know what I was thinking.
Oh, you know you love it.
They don't come with receipts. Look, I've tried returning them, you know.
To where? Where would you return them?
I mean, Walmart, anybody that would take them, but I mean, nobody would take them.
Did you try L.L. Bean? Because they have the best return policy.
I'm going to their Pinterest to count and see.
Do it. I bet they have gorgeous pins. I have to go look now.
Like this old joke said, you know, I told my kids this weekend that they're adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And they all started crying. Really? Really? I said, yeah, pack your stuff up because they'll be here at noon to pick you up. They didn't like that one.
No, I bet they didn't. You got groans, eye rolls, and walking away in disgust.
I got dad jokes. I got dad jokes for days.
I love dad jokes. They're the best.
Did you know alligators could grow up to 15 feet?
I did not.
But most of them only have 4.
Yeah. Oh, my word. What'd you say about letting me go, Wes?
If you give teachers guns, if you arm the teachers, do librarians get silencers? I mean, I'm just, I need to know that. I need to know. You think about that and you let me know.
Deep thoughts with Wes. I think that should go on a quote pin. First pin after this interview.
Do you know where Napoleon keeps his armies?
I do not.
In his sleeveys.
You should have had
connectivity issues and canceled this interview. I told you, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh boy, oh boy. So Wes, let me ask you something.
Uh-oh. Hey, I'm doing the interviewing here.
I know, and turn it around. What do you think? Are you gonna do something with Pinterest for your business?
I have tried.
Yeah?
I've tried.
Have you really?
I need to get help. I need a lot of help.
Well, this you isn't know, therapy.
I only have one problem.
Okay. What's the problem?
But it's very hard to pronounce. It's this really long Latin. I mean, it's very hard.
Okay. Try me.
I've got a ton of content so that it lends itself to me very well. I've just got to schedule it. I've got a new assistant I'm using that's working out quite well. Maybe she can help me. I brought her on to help me with HubSpot and the website, and she's good with graphic design. She's good with very technical, so she can dive in. She's making templates and, you know, like everything, right? Everybody, I got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, making this a priority. It's like on the one hand, we all struggle with this, right? On the one hand, business is good. So, you know, make hay while the sun shines. Conversely, building your content and a strong presence on these platforms is going to help keep business good.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I get it. And it's like, where are you going to be? You got to only so many hours in the day. You can't have multiple priorities, right?
It's
true. One priority, right? So you got to pick that and yeah, then you rank order after that. So I don't know. But every time I do log into Pinterest, I like it. I do like it. It's just, I need to make it more of my routine.
Yeah. You know, and if you're a new person, can go into Tail and Create and make 3 or 4 pins a week, 1.8 minutes each, you know, that starts getting your content out
there. Well, we have started. So it'll be like a month or so before this episode goes live. But a couple of months ago, I had someone else on for Pinterest and it is now part of the workflow of the podcast to make Pinterest art and make a post. So she's been catching up on that. So we are incorporating it more.
Wonderful.
And I'm seeing some results. So, you know, the long answer is yes. The plan is to do more Pinterest. Like everybody, you know, building this into the new workflow is,
I do understand, something. Believe me.
Always yeah. something, right? I'm using a different shopping platform and just found out,
really?
We weren't getting notifications that there were orders. Oops.
Oh, that's kind of important.
Fortunately, it was only for one product. So, but like, oh, hell, these orders came in on my birthday, on the 3rd. So 9 days ago. Unfortunately, they were all front. I literally know the three guys that ordered. Hey, I'm a dumbass. I'm sending it. All right. Oh. I'm not hoarding your money. So there's always something. You know?
Yes, there is. Yeah. And I admit, I understand the power of Instagram, but I just, you know, I post flowers, dogs, cats, and paintings. I just, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but I do like the point you made about the positivity, right? There's just crap everywhere. Everybody's angry on Twitter and snarky. Yep. Instagram's better, but there's still some political hacks. Facebook, I've unfollowed or muted so many people.
Yeah, me too.
So maybe I just need to get into my Zen state on Pinterest. Maybe I will find my Zen state on Pinterest.
I would love to hear about that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I bet
I do. Oh, yes, I do. Yep.
So if I follow you, I'm going to get cat tips.
If you follow me, you're probably going to get marketing tips because all of my cat tips, my painting stuff is public now because I'm doing some testing to see how certain things work. But yeah, all the stuff that I'm personally interested in is hidden. So you won't have to worry about that.
All right.
Unless you want some curly hair tips, in which case I can make that public for you.
This is a month old and it's long, so no.
Is that no? You're set. Okay,
but I'll share it with my daughters. I'll let them know.
All right,
I'll let them know. and the app does it work equally as well on a desktop as a smartphone, or is it optimized to do all on a phone? Or
it is. Most people use it on desktop because what you do is sit down for half an hour, get all your Instagram and Pinterest done for the week. You can do a lot of it on mobile, especially on the Instagram side. But yeah, for me, I'm at my desk all the time anyway. So yeah, it's a better experience on desktop.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm signing up.
Awesome. All right. I'll see you over there.
Cool. Cool.
Thanks, Wes.
Well, have a happy, happy hour.
Thanks. I will.
All right. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thanks. Bye.
If you like SEO, Pinterest could be for you. 97% of searches on Pinterest are unbranded. Hashtags are no longer a thing. All right. That was news. All that was news. So interesting, right? Pinterest is great for finding stuff. Very cool. So, you know, give it a try. You need to be where your prospects are. And it seems like a good chunk of them, regardless of your business, are there. You know, give it a try. Things they're so noisy, right? We're jaded with Twitter, with Facebook, the ugly comments in YouTube. Pinterest is a different beast. You know, Instagram is good too. It's getting a little more political, but it's easier to weed out some of that junk. But you know, try it. Because look, even if what you have is working, you need to always be figuring out how to beat your best performing ads and campaigns, because they'll eventually stop working. And usually it's immediate. So then you're scrambling and you're reactive. And that's just, it's no way to grow, right? Be proactive, be intentional, get after it. Like I said at the beginning, if you need help with that, hit me up. I've got consulting that I do for clients. I've got the ongoing group, sellmoreofeverything.com. If you just want to know how I sell Mobetta, makeeverysale.com. That's the on-demand content. Either way, you know, hit me up, stay in touch. Let me know how I can help. Got a free call at thesaleswhisper.com. Go to the contact us if you want to chat, see how we might be able to work together. I can usually help you overcome some hurdle, even on a quick call. So avail yourself of that opportunity. All right. Thanks for listening. Now go sell something.